Well, here's the thing. When Trent Green went out with his concussion, you know, that's kind of a mysterious injury, and you don't know if he was going to be out 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They had a bye, maybe 4 weeks, and because Damon was so unproven, I mean, there's no question. Once Trent comes back, he's your starter. Well, you know, and the Chiefs went 2-2 during the first 4 weeks that Damon was starting, and everybody, you know, figured, you know, he's holding the spot. Well, the last 3 weeks they've taken off. They've scored 30 points a game against three pretty good playoff caliber teams, San Diego and St. Louis and Seattle. And all of a sudden you're talking about a guy now, Trent, could be out 8, 9, 10 weeks. Now Herm's had to reevaluate it, and the chemistry of the team is good, and that's the key item. Do you take out the hot hand? So basically what he did yesterday, for the first time after the whole season saying the job is Trent's, now he's saying he's got to reevaluate it, because if all of a sudden Damon wins another game this week when Trent's cleared to return next week, and then he keeps Damon in, now he's looking like he was lying for 8 or 9 weeks. He really wasn't lying. That was the thought during those first, you know, 6, 7 weeks Trent was out. But, you know, things have changed.
Seth, what would you do in this circumstance? If you're playing on defense and you're seeing your guy not making mistakes and just getting better, more confident that a guy like Tony Gonzalez has sort of rejuvenated his career playing with much more leadership than he did last year, and the whole offense, the running game, particularly with Larry Johnson, is beginning to dominate again, even without Willie Roaf at left tackle, and even despite several injuries. What would you do in this situation?
Well, you know, Herm said yesterday that the quarterback position is a very unique position. I would agree with that. And under normal circumstances, you know, I adhere to that thought process that you shouldn't lose your job because of an injury. But in the case of a quarterback, it's a little bit different, because, you know, when they're playing well, you know, all the credit goes to them. When they're not playing well, they get all the criticism. And one thing, you know, that you're always trying to do is you're always trying to get your offense in rhythm. You're always trying to get your offense moving in a positive direction. And they found that. You know, they struggled defensively. They're playing halfway decent defensively, but they're lighting it up offensively. And I just don't see any way that you break that rhythm right now and bring a quarterback back in who hasn't played in almost 6 weeks and throw him back into the mix and expect for that same rhythm to be there. I just don't see how you do that.
No, it would be 10 weeks by the time Trent's finally cleared and played. You know, and that's almost a full season. So I think what Herm has also done is he's given himself the wiggle room where, we saw what Miami's defense is capable of. Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas and those guys. Let's say Damon goes down there and does stink it up in Miami. I mean, he's due for a subpar game. Now you can always go back to Trent when Oakland comes here and say, Damon did do his job, but I did say before Trent was my man. The other thing you've got to look at is the Chiefs have kind of a funny schedule coming up. Here Trent hadn't played for 10 weeks, and now they come home next Sunday to play Oakland, and then they play Thursday Thanksgiving against Denver. And, I mean, that's a lot to ask, isn't it, Seth? A guy who hadn't played for 10 weeks to come play two games in 5 days.
It's like I said, I agree, because when you're in training camp, you're there in training camp to get your rhythm and your timing down with your wide receivers. It hasn't been there for 6 weeks so far, so after 10 weeks, you're going to just thrust them back in after your team is doing well. Like I said before, I don't believe that you should lose your job to injury, but in this case, it's a different situation. I think they have to ride Damon Hewitt until Damon Hewitt falters. And then it requires Herm to make that decision. And no matter what those circumstances are, I think they've just got to ride it. And you know what? You look around the league and you see it. You see it in Jacksonville. They've got to stay with Garrard. I don't care, you know, if Leftwich comes back and he's 100% healthy. If they're winning with him, why break the rhythm of what you have going on? Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, here's how I see it kind of playing out, too. I mean, They play in Miami, and win or lose, they come home. Let's say Trent's cleared now to play in a game. I think you still start Damon Heward against Oakland. And the way Oakland's been playing, and they never play well here. Well, I can't say never, but chances
almost
are
never.
They should have their way with them on that home game at Arrowhead against the Raiders, and then maybe in the second half you do get Trent Green in to get him some live action in the second half, and then you know you keep Damon in for Denver on Thursday, and then after that Trent maybe has played again, and then you hit December and you hit the stretch. And see, that's the other thing. It's not like the Chiefs are, you know, 3-5 or something. They can't, in that AFC, they can't afford to give games away. But maybe you get to December and you say, okay, we're in December, it's crunch time, we got to go back to Trent now. So I just think they got to get Trent in that Oakland game in a backup role.